Blog Talk Radio.
We are poor.
Do we live that bad?
Well, let's face it, Florida, we don't live that good. And if you were to make a list of all the things that people want to be, poor would be right down at the bottom of the list. Just about sick and dead.
Where it's at, niggas love it when it's sunny. Jeans, white tees, dick, I'm missing for the money. Superstore, foreign crush the jury by the pound. West Coast, fuck, I love it how we put it down. Streets calling for the fireballers, drugs, money, lies. Hoes off the wire, gang saucy, breath survive. Hoods and block, people murder, crime, race, streets. Love it or hate it, every day the shit is repeating. Victim at his worst, God, he made the nigga hustle. Bitch in your pocket, break bread or it's trouble. So we sell they soul on the TV. The gold yelling, mama, what you need? Money, liquor, and weed. Talk Molly, see that they got it. Don't slip, Molly, walk in, dip. Trap, bubble, and flip. Nigga, stick to the script. Hustle whore for your paper. Shamrock is your neighbor. Fuck your bitch, see you later.
LA is the city where they stay.
In South Central,
LA.
You know it's going down. Better respect my town. If you don't know where you are, I suggest you look around. Something special about it. Palm trees and plenty weed. Traffic in the baddest bitches. You know we get it. Dodgers, Lakers, and Kings. Gangbangers, pimps, and hustlers. Real niggas, I swear I love it. It's always on and so often imitated, but never duplicated. If you can make it in LA, you can make it anywhere. Even though I moved about it, I still can't forget about it. The only place that I'll call home, so many lessons learned. I was on them from the shoulders, couldn't wait till I got older. Shout out to my fallen soldiers, pour out a little liquor for them. You know I love my city love me back. Crenshaw and Florence, the Austin, that's where I started.
LA is the city where they stay.
I'm a hood star, my fly crippin', look at my pitch. Out here looking for hop out and knock no baby shit. Grew up in the 50s, poppin', even fucked with his kid. Seen so much death to my enemigos. When it's time I do my shit, hop out and can you throw my chip? LA, New West Print, pushing all type of work in your city. Smoking good, looking for a come up on Crenshaw, driving fast with my killers on the way to the east side. Bad bitch like God, you an asshole. Motor too loud, I can't hear you, ho, what you say?
LA is the city where they stay. Turns out get money and they don't play. Stay up on their papers, but they play a haters. You will never be the same. It's the city where the lights so bright. Getting money is the way of life. Getting money is the way of life. Cause you know it's LA.
Yo, what's up, what's up? It's your boy Ill. We back again on the show for that first fan radio. Yo, yo, how y'all doing out there in Cali? We out here. It's getting kind of hot. Summer coming up. It's your boy, man. We got an interview today with your boy Ryan Brozer, a.k.a. The Ghost, multi-platinum producer for hits like Nelly's Dilemma, Country Grammar, and all this other artists as well. There's 112. You got Jaquan, a few other cats in the business. Cat is, you know, phenomenal, you know, Grammy winner. So y'all call in. Y'all got any questions for the gentleman, you go on and holler at him. We're going to get down to this. We're going to be talking about the business itself, you know, the treachery, the snakeness, and, you know, how cats been getting played, and, you know, we gonna get into that. But right now, we're going to get into some new music by your boy Sicko Shaz called The Cold Streets. Y'all check this out.
They don't change. Bad things just won't go away. Poverty sticks and stains.
We gotta eat. We want to. We want money. We want to get fresh. We want fresh J's. I'm over here today. We want all that.
But you're not getting it, are you?
Real life.
We're trying.
That's the key word. We're trying.
Where's the money? Where do you go for it?
We gotta
go steal the kids.
That's the only way. We ain't grow up in Bad Things.
In them cold streets, me and my niggas in them cold streets. In them cold streets, where you eat at? In them cold streets, I'm in them cold streets. In them cold streets, where you eat at? Them cold streets, huh? Them cold streets.
In them cold streets. You're about to drown, nigga, if you show me. Hounds run around with browns, don't have cold feet. Hunt you down, tear you apart like you fresh meat. While hyenas on the concrete. Do or die, time to ride, motherfucker, we stay hungry. Niggas yelling, M.O.B. but broken lonely. I said money over your life if you cross me. Toe tags, money bags, bitch, you owe me. Mamas put me out with $6 in the loaded heat. Gotta eat Jack any motherfucker healthy. Break your pockets, I can't stop until I'm wealthy. Low to the brain, this in a pain mentality. Babies grow from good to evil reality. Sunny skies, street rise when death arrives. Underground world, every fraction in the sky. Shit ain't funny about that money, don't you chastise. Put the phone to your dog, nigga, goodbye. Pleasant thoughts of a schizo-paranoid killer. Smoke that kush, drink that yap, bitch, enjoy my thriller. Sicko!
Where would you like to be in 10 years?
In a mansion.
In a mansion?
A lot of cars.
A lot of cars.
And a lot of women.
That would make you happy.
Talking niggas flossin', dream of big boss. City kids, city life, drugs, gon' be coffee. Homeless dying, lens flying, federal spying. Street supplying, addicts buying, subjects surviving. Affiliation, game banging by congregation. Fascination, big money, cause exploitation. Trials and tribulations of a young street hustler. Grab your Mac with a stack, haters try to snuff it. On the grind, and it's time, just don't cross the line. Streets is cold, story told, looking for the shine. Streets is Columbine, murder on a desperate mind. Niggas dropping dimes, 48 up in their spine. Murder's home invasion, revelations what we facing. Quiet discrimination, niggas blazing stagnation. A corporate mind is on the fine young generation. There's no patience, fast cash, streets is contagious. Shit's outrageous, mean mugs, nobody gracious. Smiles turn to frowns, similar in many places. Streets is cold, smoky, drive around, giving cases. Keep your guns, ones, bullet for them screw faces. Sicko!
There just may be no solution to this problem. These kids say that the only way to get what they want is with violence, and that they have all the access they want to weapons.
They're still active?
Oh boy, are they active. They really, they're on the street looking for ways, as they describe it, to survive. And they say there's no way to survive without taking what they need by force.
So how did you come away with it?
I think, Bill, that the one thing I came away with is that there just may be no solution to this problem. These kids say that the only way to get what they want is with violence,
and that they have all the access they want to weapons.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Y'all out there? Yo, Carla, you out there?
Yo, what's good, Illustrator, man? It's Trey Dollars calling from Jersey, man. Shout out to First Fan Radio. Shout out to Illustrator. Family. Shout out to the West Coast.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Appreciate all the love, man. Send your stuff through, man. We definitely going to get your stuff on there, man, because I know you already got a relationship with the homie. So even so, just go on and send your stuff, man. I'm definitely expecting that drop, you know. Showing love straight from the west.
No, I could do that. No, I mean, I could do that in the stew with Chill Gizzy tomorrow, or, you know, I mean, when I see him or whatever. And, I mean, basically, like, what I be doing is, I mean, I be managing artists, models, you know what I mean? I be promoting or whatever. I mean, I'm the CEO of Millennial Records, you know what I mean? I'm a co-founder of Wet Ink Media, you know what I mean? Like, we do a lot of video productions, you know what I mean? We host parties and events. You know what I mean, like, we doing it real big right now, like, I mean, especially ever since I left that with Chill Gizzy.
That's what's up, man. That was the topic of my show coming up Friday. So, you know, you kind of kick-started, man, artists on they grind, the ones out there grinding real tough. You know, not the ones that say they rappers or they ain't really getting it. The ones that's actually out there doing it, the producers out there doing it, you know, the cameraman that's out there, all that. That's what I expect from the game. Because, I mean, if we hold the underground up, who else? You know, nobody else don't do it. The industry is what it is, you know what I'm saying? And that's good to break in, but, you know, the artists that's out there really grinding, you know, we got to appreciate that, you know? So, yeah, man, appreciate that. I'm going to get into a new record. Definitely appreciate you calling, man. No doubt.
All right, bro.
If I can't grind at night, I'll wait till the morning. If I can't grind in the morning, you'll still be on me. Because scared nigga don't make no money, and no money make no sunny. I just wanna be happy.
I just wanna be happy.
Got haters that wanna snatch.
Got haters that wanna snatch.
Charles told me story. Story about my life. I ain't a public figure, nigga. I'm just trying to do what's right. I smoke lots of trees like every single night. Grab a pen and write what I go through in life. Try to illustrate my thoughts on the page when I write. I'm on the same blocks and corners where the homies sell that white. But we ain't selling drugs, it's just music to your ears. Getting to the money, cause this is our year. Except the flights where it's sunny, we all trying to go there. No time for the haters, cause we don't really care. Bye bye, see you later when we fly through the air. We worldwide connected, respected everywhere. Learning lessons every day, how this world will eat you up. The streets is really tough and it's calling niggas bluffs. On every dollar bill it's saying God we trust. And money bring power, so them hammers getting bust.
If I can't grind at night, I'll wait till the morning. If I can't grind in the morning, you'll still be on me. Scared nigga don't make no money, and no money make no sunny day. I just wanna be happy,
I just wanna be happy.
Got haters that wanna snatch,
got haters that wanna snatch.
Ghetto niggas rockin' dollars tryna make sense. Mama raised 10 kids in one residence. Ain't it funny how we get money for rent? No need to know how that you might snitch. They say I ain't a thug, but how did they say that? When all I know is fat, slept the bread and wick, peanut butter. I'm older than a daddy, everything you got is wrecked. And the more we get broke, the more the system gets fat. Oh, ain't no shame in the way I eat, I live, I talk, cause I am the street. Falling off, it don't matter, ain't no thing to me. Cause you know I am a T-H-U-G. No shame in a way I walk, I talk, I live, I eat, cause I am the street. Falling off, it don't matter, ain't no thing to me, cause you know I am a T-H-U-G. Oh, grind at night, I'll
way to the morning.
If I can't grind in the morning,
you'll still be on it.
You'll still be on it.
Because
it nigga
don't make no money.
And no money makes no sunny
day.
I just wanna be happy.
I just wanna be happy.
Got haters that wanna snatch me.
Got haters that wanna snatch me.
When you down it out, who really got your back? Out here flipping packs, trying to make my money stack. When you hit rock bottom, only way is up. Strapped up, my attitudes, I don't give a fuck. Sugar nigga, let me find out you really flossing. Eight night having dreams, I'm trapped in a coffin. Wake up, cold sweats, got like the Dutch up. Man, it's hard to trust a chick, they had you fucked up. Living off experience, I'm on my lock shit. Wartime, two burners, double Glock shit. Thug life, all my niggas on some Pac shit. Plus I'm ready to die, RIP Chris.
If I can't grind it, not out, way to the moment. If I can't grind in the morning, you'll still be on it.
You'll still be on it.
Because it nigga don't make no money.
No money makes no sunny
day.
I just wanna be happy.
I just wanna be happy.
Got haters that wanna smash me.
Got haters that wanna smash me.
All right. What's up, y'all? We back in. We back on. It's your boy, Illustrator, a.k.a. The Ill Reaper, a.k.a. Slap Your Favorite Rapper. Back again with First Fan Radio. We on the line with Trey Dollaz, man, out of Jersey, man. Tell him what's up, man. Let him know what's up.
Man, what's good, Illustrator, man? You already know, man. I'm always stand up for Jersey, man. That's why I'm born and raised at your family, you know what I mean? Shout out to First Fan Radio. Shout out to Cali, you feel me? Niggas and Gardens, you feel me? Like, I got niggas out there, you feel me? I mean, I'm the CEO of Millennial Records, co-founder of Wet Ink Media, and I'm also running my own model company, which is called Day One Models. I mean, I work with a lot of different artists. I manage these models or whatever, you know. I'm trying to do my thing, man. I'm trying to get into the industry as best way I know how.
Yeah, that's what's up. Hey, can you let the callers know how they can get a hold of you? You know what I'm saying? Send me some product or whatnot, or get that information from you.
Yeah, they can find me on Facebook at Trey Dollaz. That's TreyDollaz. I got a white hoodie on in the default pic. On Twitter, they can find me at Trey Dollaz. There's an underscore in between. You spell it the same or whatever. And they can find me on Instagram. Actually, I ain't really running the Instagram page, but I got people running it for me, but it's the Day One Model page. That's Day One underscore models.
Day One?
Underscore like models.
That. Okay. All right, man. So, I mean, what's up, man? Tell us from your point of view as far as what you experience in the game, you know, the ups and downs and, you know, the stuff that keeps you going.
Well, basically, what I learned was that if you ain't got no huge following, they're not trying to sign no talent. I mean, if you already got the views and sales already moving, they're going to put some money behind the artist. You know, like, it's like basically, like, these regulars really ain't trying to, they ain't really looking to sign nobody, I mean, unless it's in the fourth quarter. And, you know, the fourth quarter ain't until the end of August. You know, like, if you don't get signed by the end of the year, like, it's over. You know, and it all depends on, like, what you're trying to do, though, because a lot of people need to know that if they can stay independent, they'll have full control over everything. They'll see royalties, they'll see money from digital plays, I mean, especially if they're dealing with somebody who's a good manager.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, that's real. So y'all heard it out there, man. Y'all got to get y'all business together. Y'all can't be out there swimming blind, you know what I'm saying? Get your goggles on. Get your stuff just set straight, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a bunch of sharks out there. Yeah, well,
I told a few artists, right? I said, yo, you got an album or a single on iTunes? They was like, nah. I was like, look. It's only $30 to put your album on iTunes. It's only $10 to put a single on iTunes. I say, yo, if I do the album, I need to be compensated for that because I got to sit there and physically upload all single files of each song you got on the album or mixtape, whatever you want to call it. But it's still going to be considered an album because that's how they come in with iTunes and TuneCore as well. I mean, like, I just be trying to, show the artists that you could have your songs on Spotify, Google Play. You can have a song, you can have your mixtape or album in stores. You know what I mean? I'm trying to just show them that it's other outlets besides actually going to chase a deal and chase a dream because, like, you don't know what it took for them to get to that. You know what I mean? Like, because they ain't just became a rapper overnight because there's many people behind them. Believe me, like, some of them people is just a face.
Yeah, that's what's real. That's what we talking about over here, man. It's a lot of cats, like, selling their souls just to get popular, you know what I'm saying, just to get out there. But, you know, like you said, you don't know what these cats do just to get up to that level. I mean, it's all about a bracket. It's a, you know, a pay bracket. Nobody want to be poor. Nobody want to be struggling. So they'll do anything to get out there. A lot of these cats will just to get their music heard. You know, so, yeah that's real.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
it's real.
I don't understand it, though, guys. You got to think, like, because artists, you consider, like, you're saying, like, some of these artists are telling you, so, like, half of them kind of did, though, you feel me? Because you got to think. Look at all the artists in the game right now that everybody listening to. They everybody got on their phone on their shit, their iPad, whatever they got. Because, you know, technology keep advanced. So I'm kind of like, all right, well, they all wearing the same color. You feel me? It's either they wearing all white or they wearing all black. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you got to see, like, how some of the comedians came up in the game. You feel me? Like, the comedians, they all had to dress up as women. So why they had to make these comedians who bring joy to the world, you feel me, dress up as females just to get laughs, like when they could do it when they just being who they are, you feel me? Like, it's crazy, like, because people really ain't paying attention, like, to what the artist is really doing, like, cause, I mean, like, all it is just an image, like, and everybody trying to portray some of these things that they don't even own, like, I mean, like,
yeah.
And people was telling me, like, how they was watching other hip-hop one day, like, and they seen how old girl put Stevie J on blast, like, everything he got is rented. You feel me? Like, some of these artists don't even, I mean, like, that's what it be taking when you go sign to that label. They buy it for you, but half of the time, they probably rented it to themselves, and they just, trying to see how long you trying to keep it for before they can go get their money back off that. Because if you ain't recouping it off sales, they're going to take everything they ever gave you back.
Yeah, that's true. That's real. Yo, we got another caller, so hold on, okay? Hold on one second.
That's cool, bro.
Yeah, just hold on one second. Yo, Carly, you there? 6609, you there?
Hey, man, what's going on, man? L.A., man, it's your boy Chill Gizzy, man, and shout out to the homie Ghost, man. What's going on with you, fam?
You know, up in here doing it, man. We got Trey Dollaz on the line, man, waiting on Ghost. Trey Dollaz on the line from Jersey, yo peoples. You there?
Now, what it is, man? What's going on, Dollaz?
Yeah, let me put him on right quick. Let me put him on. Yo, Trey, you there?
Yeah, man, bro, what's good?
Yeah, we got
Hey, what's good with you, man? Chill Gizzy, man.
Chill Gizzy, what's good, bro?
Hey, man, I had to call and support everybody, man.
Oh, yeah, that's dope, bro. Yeah, I already know how you do, man. I mean, you the man behind the whole thing.
Oh, man, you know, I be working, man. I try.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Oh, hey, what's going on? Hey, because you ain't there, man. Some mom you is and shit, bro.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man, you know what I mean? Oh, man, I'm chilling, man. You know what I mean? I just had to call in, man. I'm about to call back, man. Hopefully I catch Ghost real quick.
Yeah, for sure.
All right,
Chili. Yeah, you still there, Dallas?
Yeah, I'm still here, bro. You already know.
Yeah, okay. We're going to get into some music right now for the peoples out there, man. Get back to this discussion. Go ahead. Yo, out there. We about to go get this West thing going again for West back by your boy Hustle Mac. So y'all chill and check this out.
We got to bring the weapon. Do what it do. And if you got a problem, I'm talking to you. We about to bring the weapon back. We about to bring the weapon back. We about to bring the weapon back. Do what it do. And if you got a problem, I'm talking to you. We about to bring the weapon back.
So smooth, so clean when I walk in the club. Young Mac Buck swinging, homie giving it up. Steady doing what I do, cause I does what I do. Let me do my duck dip.
Pimpin', worry about you.
Ain't got no time for no shakers, supposed to meet up with friends. No, we prodigy and D'Amico stepped in. So let's get this party jumping, tear the roof off the club. Ladies do we get close, fellas grind on her butt. This independent music rapping thing in need of a change. The West back, we make it crack, set it simple and plain. This one's a banger. Get the finger disrespecting the name. Three kings in your brain, we taking over the game. Cause it's the hustle and the product entertainment for show. LB on the skate, cutting up on the flow. Mac villain on the beat, coming soon to last hope. Don't take the weapon as a joke, like Buster, give me some more.
We about to bring the weapon back, do what it do. And if you got a problem, I'm talking to you. We about to bring the weapon back. We about to bring the weapon back. We about to bring the weapon back, do what it do. And if you got a problem, I'm talking to you. We about to bring the weapon back. We about to bring the weapon back.
Who's bringing the West back? Is that even a question? The Claudies and Dottas, the product will be teaching the lesson. Chapter 1, six bows. Chapter 2, pimp toes. Chapter 3, gangsters banging and 9-6 flow. San Diego to L.A., L.A. to San Jose. Redwood City to the Valley, bring it back this way. I'm so West Coast, and I go so hard. You can find me in the caddy or a 6-4 drop. I don't think that I can stop throwing up the W. I'm the biggest thing, now my shadow will always cover you. They like, I love you, snuff. I'm like, yeah, I love you too. Messing with this product here might just get you in trouble, boo. West Coast love, West up and fuck haters. We got every state on the map, designed to be your neighbors. This is side of the map that gave birth to the best. Find a product, any city, it's a term, it's the West.
We about to bring the West back, do what it do. And if you got a problem, I'm talking to you. We about to bring the West back. We about to bring the West back. We about to bring the West back, do what it do. And if you got a problem, I'm talking to you. We about to bring the West back. We about to bring the West back. Back, we got to bring the
way. California on the Conan and Jay Jonas. Black ski mask and I'll run up on ya. Hop in the whip and smash the Tijuana. Smoking on a sweet purple marijuana. What you know about that? But me, it's bigger. Grapes in a swisher, but don't take my picture. I stay on the under, I never did love her. Cash on her, so that means fuck her. 22 sits nice on the bubble. I'm hood rich, homie, so I struggle to hustle. But now it's all good, diamonds pressed against the wood. I can slap that bitch, but I don't think you could. I go hard on the hoe, go hard or go home. Smoke Joe with my load and live on the car. Bring the West back, but they already know it. Pimpin' and hoeing's the best thing going.
We about to bring the West back, do what it do. And if you got a problem, I'm talking to you. We about to bring the West back. We about to bring the West back. We about to bring the West back, do what it do. And if you got a problem, I'm talking to you. We about to bring the West back. We about to bring the West back. We about to bring the West back.
Yeah, Carla, you there? We kind of, hold on. Yo, Carla, you there? Carla,
yeah,
there?
What's going on? It's Ghost.
Oh, what's up, Ghost, man? Been up here playing the film.
What's going on?
Oh,
man, in the studio. Y'all caught me in the studio working.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I like to hear that.
How y'all doing, man?
Yeah, man, I've been pushing this interview out, man, to my peoples, man, and, you know, my folks, chill. He just called. He be calling back, though, but, you got an extended resume, man. I mean, got extended resume, man, all due, you know what I'm saying?
So, thanks, man.
Yeah, let me let the fans out there know, let them know that who we online with. We online with your boy, Ryan Broser, we call him the Ghost. This is the Ghost, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Check him out. If you don't know him, man, he's a multi-platinum producer, you know, produce artists like Nelly, you know, 112, Monica, Jaquan, and countless others. You know what I'm saying? This boy is Grammy. He's one of the Grammy boys. So y'all pay y'all respect.
Call up.
So what's up, man? Tell us what's up. What you been going on? What's going on? What you got going on right now?
Oh, man, it's actually a lot going on, man. I'm, of course, still music, you know, still producing. I'm actually working with a lot of new artists, man, trying to bring some new faces into this music industry. Getting ready to score a film with a great friend of mine down in Atlanta. Working on a video game called Fallen. We're in talks right now with a couple of video game companies. So just doing a lot, man, just doing a lot of different things and just trying, like I said, trying to bring some new talent to this game so we can get some excitement going on.
Oh, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. I like to hear that, man. My show that's coming on Friday, and like I told the homie Trey Dollaz, kind of kicked it in, like artists and producers that's on their grind, that's really on their grind. Not the ones that say they do it and they ain't doing it. The real ones that's really out there pushing it, you know. So we show around that. So, yeah, man, want to know, how was your experiences in this game, you know? Was it all that you dreamed of when you got into it or whatnot?
I mean, it was, you know, it was definitely all that I dream of, and, you know, it still is to a certain degree. You know, of course, you know, coming from a place of, you know, just chasing and chasing and chasing, then when you finally hit it, you finally come into it, it's just like, man, you know, if you're not ready for it, you know, it'll kind of catch you off guard. You know, for me, I was definitely, I never thought I would work with as many artists as I did. So, to me, I was like, wow. It's like one day you go from sitting in your basement making music and you're seeing all these videos and these artists on 106 and Park, and then all of a sudden you're in the studio with them. So, it's just like, man, it felt surreal. But then once I got into it, you know, it was kind of like, wow, you know, I'm sitting here working with these artists and they cool people. You know what I'm saying? Despite what we read in the media, like, they regular people, you know what I'm saying? They enjoy doing music, and they enjoy working with you. So, you know, for me, it definitely was a dream. Now, the headache of it was dealing with the business side of it, because, you know, everybody in a situation, they kind of, you know, everybody wants to get what they want, but, you know, you have to meet the middle sometimes, and sometimes the middle isn't what you want, you know? So, other than that, you know, it was good.
Okay.
It's still good.
Okay. I like to hear that. That's good to hear, man. We was talking with the boy Trey Dollaz about, you know, the controversy behind, you know, a lot of different artists and the things that they have to do as far as, you know, selling their souls or compromising their integrity just to get that stardom or whatnot, or just to get that that spot, you know. So, I mean, you know, have you experienced that, anything like that down that line and so? Have you been doing your thing?
I haven't, you know, to be honest with you, I really haven't encountered that. And I'm going to be honest, man. I think what happens is in music, just in today's world, you know, I think we put so much emphasis on what is, you know, this is an issue that only happens in music. This same issue happens when you're dealing with multi-million-dollar corporations. You know, I think we single out music because it's so massive and it impacts a generation, most definitely. But when you break it down, the music industry is no different than a corporation, whether it's Microsoft, whether it's Intel, whether it's, you know, a pharmaceutical company. The same thing goes on there. So I think, first off, you know, we kind of got to stop attacking this industry like it only happens here. You know, you see some things that definitely, you know, are questionable. But at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, man, real talk is business, you know. So I think as an individual, you have to have enough integrity to say, okay, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm not going to do. Nobody makes you do anything that you don't want to, you know.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah, that's what's up. We're going to get into a little bit of music, man, and we're going to come back with this interview with your boy, The Ghost. Y'all check him out, man. He got new stuff coming, so right here on First Fam Radio. We're going to get into Lil Swift featuring Sir Flosco called Fraud.
What gun you got?
What gun you got?
What brick you got?
What brick you got?
What whip you drive?
What whip you drive?
What bitch you pop?
Bitch,
these niggas fraud,
huh?
These niggas fraud,
huh?
These niggas fraud,
huh?
You know who you are? What gun you got?
What gun you got?
What brick you got?
What brick you got?
What whip you drive?
What whip you drive?
What bitch you pop?
Bitch,
these niggas fraud,
huh?
These niggas fraud,
huh?
These niggas fraud,
huh?
You know who you are?
My fucking name, the one that changed the murder rate. I squeeze into my burner rate, and I catch a body on any day. My whole team body, no nobody, only God is Sherman Molly. Fear no man, trust nobody, listen to my 12-gauge shot. Turned up to the max I be, hanging out with my boy backseat. Murder, murder, everything I see, I put that on Westside. I eat them blue chucks up on my feet. Don't stand for Crip, it stand for me. I dare a nigga to come test my G. Be the last day that nigga speak. Whole blocks off and dead. Crazy, y'all ain't bred like me. Loose screws with a load of heat. Got a lot of soldiers that roll like me. Skin toes through these grimy streets with a black masson trying to take your cheese from the fuck the cops. That's how we breathe. I speak the truth. You best believe. Bow, bow.
What gun you got?
What gun bow, you got?
What brick you got?
What brick you got?
What whip you drive?
What whip you drive?
What bitch you pop?
Bitch,
these niggas fraud,
huh?
These niggas fraud,
huh?
These niggas fraud,
huh?
You know who you are? What gun you got?
What gun you got?
What brick you got?
What brick you got?
What whip you drive?
What whip you drive?
What bitch you pop?
Bitch,
these niggas fraud,
huh?
These niggas fraud,
huh?
These niggas fraud,
okay. Huh?
You know who you are.
Ride around that boat, nigga. High sell, brim low, nigga. My team get dope killer. I ain't stunting you hoe niggas. Get big, I get bigger. Big bricks, I get rid of. Niggas fake my click ridder. Fall niggas can't get with them. Niggas rapping ain't true at all. Stunting like they do it all. Check they hood, ain't doing shit. In fact, your hood say you a bitch. Quiet down with that gangsta talk. Four line of G's go through your block. Believe me, we bout that. Snap necks like mousetraps. Nigga, I'm good, ain't gotta worry. Ask about me, I'm quick to burn them. Acting sideways, get a nigga murdered. Now somebody mama got a son to bury. Avon, block boy. Crack rocks in my sock, boy. Hit my block, about 7:30. Make 5 racks by 9:30.
What gun you got?
What gun you got?
What brick you got?
What brick you got?
What whip you drive?
What whip you drive?
What bitch you pop?
Bitch,
these niggas fraud,
huh?
These niggas fraud,
huh?
These niggas fraud,
huh?
You know who you are? What gun you got?
What gun you got?
What brick you got?
What brick you got?
What whip you drive?
What whip you drive?
What bitch you pop?
Bitch,
these niggas fraud,
huh?
These niggas fraud,
huh?
These niggas fraud,
huh?
You know who you are?
Be that dirty, snotty nose, little boy. In the playground, some voice from the boy. While you was pushing kids, I was fucking little boys. I remember them days like it was yesterday. Now I'm much, much older with a chunky AK. Fuck with my niggas, you won't see the next day. Creeping through your bushes with a black tray. Hey, put the barrel to your face, make you do what I say. My niggas home, we just ate. Got money in my mind, got racks on my plate. Put your life on the line, hang up in your face. Gun on my hip like a cell phone case. I'm not wrapped too tight, I don't think too straight. I'm on some devil shit on Sunday. Better find a hideaway, andale, andale. Can't hide, boy, you never get away. I like rats, your whole shit like gangsta party. I'll shut this bitch down, don't get me started. We some hot-head niggas and we all cold-hearted. All cold hearted. I'm a California Grammy type, itching to take a light. That's right. Don't bring a knife to a gunfight. All right. We in the streets like all night.
What gun you got?
What gun you got?
What brick you got?
What brick you got?
What whip you drive?
What whip you drive?
What bitch you pop?
Bitch,
these niggas fraud,
huh?
These niggas fraud,
huh?
These niggas fraud,
huh?
You know who you are? What gun you got?
What gun you got?
What brick you got?
What brick you got?
What whip you drive?
What whip you drive?
What bitch you pop?
Bitch,
these niggas fraud,
huh?
These niggas fraud,
huh?
These niggas fraud,
huh?
You know who you are.
Yo, 951, you there? 951, you there? Yo, Carl, you there? 951. All right, we'll just call back. Yeah, man. Yo, we back online, man. It's your boy, Illustrator, a.k.a. the Ill Reaper. I'm here with your boy, the Ghost. We going into, man, heavy discussion on this industry, man. So callers out there, y'all call in. Y'all got any questions for your boy, man, y'all holler. Don't be scared. We got a call online right now, so let's see what's going on. Let's see what's up. So, yo, Carl, are you there?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah. Who online?
It's Travis Miller.
What's up, Travis Miller, man? What's up? Where you calling from?
Riverside, California.
Oh, for sure. Out of Riverside area, man. That's right next up. Yo, you're online with the Ghost, man. He's multi-platinum producer, man. Hits like Nelly's Country Grammar, 112, Monica, Jaquan, you know. The hood? I forgot that little song he had. But you know what I'm talking about. That cat, you know, the little short cat, you know what I'm saying? But what's up, man? You got any questions for your boy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm an aspiring artist myself. I play the guitar, I sing, I rap. And I just wanted to know, like, because I know he's been in contact with so many high-profile artists. I just wanted to know, like, if he's picked up anything from them, like, what they did to get to where they are, like, what kind of effort, like, is there specific things that he could recommend that I could try to do?
Yo, Ghost, you there? Yo, Ghost, you there? Let's see. Yo, don't go nowhere, Travis. Yo, Ghost, you there? Yeah, Ghost, you there? Yo, Ghost, you there? Yo, Ghost, you there? All right, we got everybody online. Yo, we got 951. Oh, we got your boy Crazy D on the line. What's up?
What's up, man? What's cracking?
What's up, man? You on the line with the Ghost, man.
What?
Yo, Ghost, you out there, man? Hey, y'all hold on, man. We're going to see what's going on, all right?
Sure.
You know who it is. You might know what I know. I done done that already. She ain't nothing new. I done fucked her already. Ain't nothing you could tell me. Ain't nothing you could tell me. You ain't know what I know. I done done that already. She ain't nothing new. I done fucked her already. Ain't nothing you could tell me.
Steady, niggas love to test me. Count racks in a telly, Seraphine in the alley. I'm so wet, we so Cali. Pep Rally Rowdy, I'm a pit bull Gotti. Old school vehicles, fuck a Bugatti. I'll roll them up sushi, got my green, call it wasabi. Boy, I'm on a mission, I can't let no nigga stop me. Labels wanna sign me.
You there?
Yeah, did you hear what I said?
Yo, Ghost, you there? Yeah, oh. I don't think he heard you. Yo, Ghost, you there? Man, something's up. Like blank sign. Yo, Ghost, you there?
Ghost.
Yo, Ghost. Man, this thing tripping. We'll put y'all all on hold, man. We're going to set up and get into some music right now. You know how it is at the radio station, man. Y'all don't trip, though. Going to play that Charles Ramsey.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Nothing exciting about him. Well,
until today.
What was your reaction on the girls' faces? I can't imagine to see the sunlight to be
so
around.
Creative. Something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong here. Dead giveaway. Dead
Charles
giveaway.
Charles,
thank you very much. Dead giveaway.
Thank you very much for
the
your
Plasto
time.
Bill.
She homeless, or she got problems. That's the only reason why she ran into a black man.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
She loves me and the man can't stand me. White girls running to me like I'm Charles Ramsey. White girls running to me like I'm Charles Ramsey. White girls running to me like I'm Charles Ramsey.
Hey, stop the music.
Back online and back up. What's up, y'all? We back out there. Yo, Chill, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, we got the ghost on the line, man. We got the ghost on the line.
Ghost,
yo,
what's
ghost,
up, homie?
Man, can't get no talk. He there, but for some reason, we having some little difficulties.
What is he, see? Private or something? Hold on, let me see what's going on.
Yeah. Ghost, you there?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nothing exciting about him. Well, until today.
What was your reaction on the girls' faces? I can't imagine to see the sunlight to be
so
around.
So creative.
Something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong here. Dead giveaway. Dead
Charles,
giveaway.
Charles,
welcome
thank you very much.
Dead giveaway.
Thank you very much for your
Plasto
time.
Bill.
She homeless. Oh, she got problems. That's the only reason why she ran into a black man.
Yeah.
Okay, okay,
yeah,
okay.
She
okay.
Love me and the man can't stand me. White girl.
First Fam Radio. First Fam Radio. The hottest internet radio station on the planet.
Niggas rap that north side.
I do the shit for my city, bro.
Niggas rap that.
You know who it is.
You ain't know what I know.
Yeah, 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 we back, man. First Fam Radio West. We back with Mr. Ghost, y'all, you know what I mean? Sorry about that.
Yes, sir.
Go, you there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Let's get it popping, man. You know what I mean? We got a lot of callers calling in, man. You know what I mean? Sorry about that, y'all. We had a little minor difficulty right there, man. Mr. L8 is on the line, man. The Ghost. Any questions y'all got? Hit that line at 917-889-8297. This is First Fam Radio West.
And let's chop it up.
Yeah.
Let it go. It's your boy Illustrator, aka the Ill Reaper. Slap your favorite rapper. We online with your boy Ghost. What's going on, Ghost?
What's going on, y'all?
Yeah, he back again. Yeah, you had artists calling in, man. That dude Trav, I have heard some of his records, man, and you know, he got talent, man. I mean, real dope, real natural with it. So I mean, hope you get a chance to hear some of his music.
Most definitely. I'm ready to check it out, man. I'm ready to hear some new music, man. I'm ready to hear what's out here.
Man, that's what's up. What's up? So, man, how long you been in the game? You know, how long has it been since you've been in the game? You know, the years.
Oh, man. It's going on 16 long years, man.
Wow. Wow.
16 is a long time.
I know you got some wild stories, man. I know you got some wild stories.
I've got some wild stories. I think one that's memorable is I was in the studio with this DMX and Monica, and we were out in L.A. I can't remember the studio we were at, but you know, sitting down with DMX is an interesting thing, man, because he's a real dude, you know what I'm saying? And when you get to talk to him, he's a very deep spiritual person. So we're in the studio recording, and, you know, he started asking, you know, why did we choose him for the song? And, you know, we told him, you know, it's like, yo, because just your voice and just your whole cadence, you know, would have brought to the record. So the A&R, who I'm not going to mention his name, he was sitting there in the studio. And so X turns to him and kind of says, he says, so this is going to be a single. And the A&R turns around to X and says, if you make it hot. Now, that word, if you make it hot, you cannot apply that to DMX, who is an awesome poet at what he does. So here it is, all of a sudden the tension in the room gets thick, and I'm gonna let y'all just kind of imagine what happens after that point. So it was crazy, man. And I was like, you know what? I always made a mental note. I said, you know what? Do not ever question an artist's ability if they can make something hot. Just let them do what they do.
Word.
I've been hearing stories about engineers and producers getting ringed up in the studio, man. Shit. So,
what's up?
No, not to cut you off. I just wanted to ask you, far as, like, you know what I mean, a lot of West Coast producers and artists, you know what I mean, name some of them that you work with.
Man, you know what? In all honesty, man, I haven't really had a chance to really work with anybody from the West, man. As ironic that, and I love West artists. You know, one of my all-time favorite producers that I really, really look up to, Dr. Dre. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always wanted that privilege to work with him because, man, I remember, in all honesty, I remember, 1992?
Mm-hmm.
I was heavy into listening to The Chronic. You know, it was a classic album, and I was just so infatuated. I was like, man, this dude got a sound that's crazy. The way he put together his music, the orchestration, how he composes, I was just like, man, you know. So I've never had that privilege, man. And it's, you know, I still want the privilege to work with some people from the West.
Oh, that's good. Y'all hear that?
I want to work with some people from the West. I don't care if you're a new artist, new producer, established artist. Yo, I want to vibe with you.
Word, man.
Yeah, go ahead, chill.
Oh, nah, the other thing I was going to ask, man, you know what I mean, you did a lot of work with Nelly and everybody, man. I interviewed you like a couple of days ago, man. We couldn't really chop it up that much about it, man, you know what I mean. You know, just give us, you know what I mean, the listeners, you know what I mean, some insight on, you know what I mean, what it was like and just where y'all went wrong, man, you know what I mean, if you care to talk about it.
Despite the hype of it, man, you know, I don't think it was a matter of what we went wrong because I think we had a chemistry, you know, and I think sometimes what happens is that, you know, Nelly is he's an artist. And when you hit a certain height, you know, creatively you go somewhere different. And yeah. I think that's just what happens is that when we did Dilemma, nobody knew that record was going to be as huge as it was. Nobody knew it was going to sit 12 weeks at number one. If you would have asked me what was that winning formula, I would honestly say, like, I don't know because it just happened. And when it happened, it happened so fast. So it was like Nelly had to say, you know what, I got to take advantage of this run right here because keep in mind, when he dropped Country Grammar, he sold 10 million records. Then he came right behind it and sold another 7 million and sold bukus of downloads off of Dilemma. So Nelly was like, yo, I'm just going to keep trying. So it wasn't a thing that we went wrong. I just think creatively we all just went separate ways because right now, I mean, we still have a good relationship. And all of that, I just think creatively, like I said, people grow. As you grow in this music business, what you find out is that creatively you're going to start just doing things different. You're going to start, you know what, I want to try this. I want to try that. I want to do this. And sometimes you have to move to a new crowd to do that.
Yep. That's real. You do got to expand, you know.
It's really, as an artist, man, as a producer, you have to be willing to grow. And sometimes what kind of stagnates a producer and an artist is that they get so comfortable in working with each other is that when it's time to make that leap up, you don't know how to do it because you're so used to being in this, you know, you're kind of used to having this same sound. But in order for you to grow, you got to try something different sometimes.
That is so true, man. I mean, I know producers that do that. You know, they stick into one sound and they never grow. You know, they stay stagnated.
Yeah.
You know,
and sometimes that one sound works repetitively, but then there is a point where the public is like, okay, we want something new.
Yeah, they want something fresh. They want something that they ain't heard before. I mean, especially if you call yourself a producer. I mean, I have that saying where, you know, you a beat maker and you a producer. A producer is going to, you know, expand. He going to really, you know, put together the record. A beat maker, you know, he'll slap together something, give it to somebody right over. But, I mean, you need both of them. But at the same time, I think that, you know, when it comes to expanding your brand, you wanna form into a great producer, you know what I'm saying, in your right, you know.
Most definitely. And you know what, one thing I will say regarding me and Nelly, you know, is I will say this, and I truly believe this to this day. If me and Nelly were ever to get in the studio again, because Nelly is such a – see, what people don't realize, Nelly is he is super creative. Like, when it comes to writing hooks, and he is, like, the master of that because he understands radio. He understands what to work at radio. And I think that's what people miss. But if me and him ever got back in the studio again, oh, yeah, I know he could dominate the charts with another number one single for 12 weeks, probably longer.
Well, have you speaking of that, have you had any chance to get in touch with any of his peoples, or you know what, you know,
every hit or miss, for the most part, you know, I'll reach out to his manager at the time, and we'll talk. You know what I'm saying? Say what's up. Because keep in mind, like, we all came from St. Louis, so it wasn't we have. Even though music was our common denominator, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't what bound us together. You know what I'm saying? It was just something that we do. But, like, yeah, outside of music, like, hey, what's up? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? So it's really some history that's there even beyond music.
Oh, that's what's up. But, yo, man, let's get into some new music with your boy Azo. We're going to get back on this music tip. That's what we're talking about here. Y'all check out my boy Azo, man. He fresh out of Riverside. Young artist. We're going to get into that song, Thin Dub. Check it out.
All right, so what you're going to do is you're going to get these three blunts, lick them, stick them. I'm going to roll up and handle the rest. Burn one, nigga.
Smoking on extendos, working on some intros. Skeletons, I can sell in grams, niggas at my window. Chris Ray, you a fool for this one on this fucking tempo. The beat went around, they came back, so I killed the tempo. I throw five times in the grinder and grind them to the grizzle. I take three blunts and break them down, lick, stick, and then roll. I'm just one man, Azo individual. I'm on my rug, rap flow, no Tommy Pickles. I made AGE the label, starting with a little. Started off a 500, flipped it to a triple. Call me Mr. Freeze, I'll turn you to an icicle. I inhale basic, then I exhale simple. Kush got me feeling high like a fucking missile. I'm like too short, I blow dro like a whistle. Azo, I stay smoking like a hot pistol. BB Bridges to the leg,
nigga,
got you walking crippled.
Then nose.
Broke down three blunts, lick a man stuck.
Broke down the weed, then roll.
Jumped in the whip, hot box and said fuck.
All the nigga do is blow dro.
Cars, pulls, weed, money's all the nigga know.
AGEVLA, oh.
Money on my mind, bend the corners as I smoke. I'm taking shot after shots, no chaser. Pedal to the metal, call me Speed Racer. Just got a phone call from one of the lawbreakers. K-Twist and Jay Burns, those be my bangers. And you can find me smoking in the coupe. Eyes low, smoke blowing out the sunroof. Listening to Young Blue, got me feeling cool. Burn up to extendos, I bet you won't move. Drop a blunt in front of me and it's no more for you. I'ma hit this extendo and show you what it do. AGE the label, nigga, we foolproof. Quick to pull your bullshit to the table, show your wife the truth. Game recognize game when I come through. Step out of line and get KO with this 1-2. Shout out to Lawbreakers, Westify, cause I salute. I'm my patron and I'm
nigga,
gone off this absolute.
Extendo.
Broke down three blunts, lick a man stuck.
Broke down the weed, then roll.
Jumped in the whip, hot box and said fuck.
All the nigga do is blow, dro.
Cars, clothes, weed, money's all the nigga know.
AGEVLA, oh.
Money on my mind, bend the corners as I smoke.
Nigga, I smoke, extend nose. Broke down the weed, then roll.
All the nigga do is blow.
Yeah. We back again, First Fam Radio. It's your host, Illustrator, a.k.a. the Ill Reaper, with your boy, the Ghost. You know what I'm saying?
Ghost, the most. I'm your host tonight with the Ill Reaper.
Yeah, what's up? Hey, so, man, the artist, how was he working with Monica, man? I mean, I used to have a big crush on her, man, coming up.
Man, Monica, man, you know what? Let me tell you something. Man, that is a beautiful soul. Monica has a beautiful soul, man. She is one of the most down-to-earth artists you probably will ever know, man. She's, you know, when I first met her, it was like, wow, this is the girl who I used to watch on TV. Never meant to cause you no pain. Like, I just want to make things right, Monica. You know what I'm saying? It was like, yeah. Wow. So when you're in the studio with her, and one thing that was so dope, man, which let me know she was down to earth, when I walked in the studio and we started working, and she said, Ryan, I said, what? She said, you got some cute glasses. I said, you got some cute glasses too. So it was kind of like she made you feel like you family. You know what I'm saying? And she's when I say one of the wisest women, young women in the game, man, like, yeah. Like, she definitely has that nurturing kind of attitude. But at the same rate, don't get it twisted. Monica will bring, look, she will bring it to you if you disrespect her now. Like, she's still a down-to-earth homegirl, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I seen her on the show before, a little reality show, and she showed that little side. You know, I thought that was real frisky, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, I like that about her.
She's a down-to-earth person, man. To not love Monica is hard, man. It's almost impossible because she's just a cool person. You know, she's nobody. She's never come off, you know, no other way than just being a genuine person, man. And I think that's a rare thing in music, man, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's what's up. Now, we going to get into music. We got a call on the line. Let's see what this caller. Yo, caller. Caller 770. You online? Caller 70. You out there?
Yeah, we out there. This is Hollywood. How y'all doing tonight?
What's up, Hollywood?
Just wanted to say my respects to the famous producer out there doing his thing, man. I just salute you for all your work.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Man, that's straight from the A-Town. I'm showing you some love, man, and I keep blasting those oldies and those goodies and those news. You got it, boss. You got it.
Hey, I'm always in Atlanta, man, so let's definitely link up.
Definitely, man. Check me out. You know, it's Hollywood, but I don't promote too much. So just check me out on Google. You know what I'm saying? Hollywood, I own you. And I appreciate the time and I appreciate the love.
For sure. Appreciate that, man. Thanks for your support.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Well, see, I like that. I like that, man. You know, people just showing love in this game. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's supposed to be about.
Yeah, he got a good show, man. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? You want those type of people, man, because, I mean, they're rare, you know.
Yeah, you know, and you know what? And one thing you just have to do in this music industry, man, like new artists, new producers, listen up, is that, you know, you got to form your network. And how you form your network is important because the person you might be, you know, kind of trying to talk crap to or bad to, he might be that person 5 years from now that can give you that hand up. So watch how you build your networks because you never know who's going to be who and when you're going to need them.
All right. Y'all hear that? So y'all out there trying to get y'all thing going, man. Don't be shitting and dumping on other artists and other people you may meet at these events, man. I mean, we done seen that. We done experienced that. You like, man. I hollered at my partner about that the other day. I was like, man, these cats be acting like they done already went platinum. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you give a cat an opportunity, going and run with it. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, obviously somebody's seeing the talent in you. You know, it's not that somebody trying to jerk you or whatever. I mean, you just got to get your business right in anything.
Exactly. You know, it's all about having your business. And it's so much not about hating. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, one thing that one thing I always keep in mind is the line that Kanye said in one of his songs, which I totally agree with. He says, hating ass niggas get with hating ass women and have hating ass kids. So yep. we gotta stop producing all this hate.
That is so true.
Excuse my language, but I had to really point that out because it's so true, man. Because you're either good or you're not good. Don't be mad at the next man because he's working harder than you. If you're not putting in the time, if you're not investing in your craft and your art, you cannot get mad when opportunity presents itself to somebody else.
Yeah, that's real.
You know, you can't be mad at that. Like, why are you getting all lemon face because, you know, this person got an opportunity.
Yeah.
It's like
that crab in the bucket thing, man. That's that crab in the bucket, man. I mean, sure. They don't want nobody to get it going. So, you know, they need to stop that.
Yeah. You're exactly right, man. So, you know, it just like I said, man, it just comes down to, you know, artists and producers really just working, putting the time in investing yourself, man. Like, you know, I know so many times and I hear it repetitively so much, you know, this person ain't doing this for me. I need this. I need work with what you got and turn it into something, man. That's what it's about. Work hard. And, please understand, most importantly, it's about timing. Timing is everything. You know, when you listen to, who is it? I think Outkast, I think it was Andre that said it in an interview when he did The Love Below. He was recording so many records, it was just the timing in which he dropped it. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what it comes down to. It's timing in music, and you just have to understand when your time is and know how to execute it. Execution is where a lot of people fail at because they don't understand timing.
Those records right there were dope. You know what I'm saying? At the time that they came out with their jams, they were at the right time. I think if he did Love Below a little earlier, it wouldn't have been well accepted. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? I thought it was genius, man. Like for them to come out and do a double album, it was so night and day. But because it was night and day, it just kind of like, it resonated with the listeners, like, wow.
Yeah, I got them. You know, I still have those CDs. I still got them, you know, the original ones. You know, that's the thing, though. I mean, to me, you know, you hit it on the nail. You know, it's a lot of cats that are just so anxious to come out because, like, you know, I'm dope. They homies done told them they dope. And, you know, they believe in a lot of their hype but not really studying, you know, the atmosphere of the game as far as, like, what they're checking for. I mean, I know the game has changed so much now because of the internet, though. The internet, you bombarded with so many artists, so many producers. I mean, all day, night and day, people sending you stuff that, you know, they want to get known. They want to get shine out there. But, I mean, it's like a gift and a curse at the same time, I mean, you know.
And I think real talk, man, is, in all honesty, is that, you know, music has changed. You know, the business of it has changed because now it's becoming so much more it's in the hands of the everyday consumer now. You know, it's no more. It's not just the majors putting out music. It's the consumers putting out music. So now it's like you have to know that business side and you really have to pay attention to what's going on. Like, it's so much music out here, but I think the one thing that will not change is the fact that if people want good music, you know, that will never change. So it's room for everybody out here, man. You just have to be good at what it is you do. That's just it. Real talk. Invest in your craft. Put out great music and just keep doing it. Just don't stop.
Yeah. That's true. That's what's up. We're going to get back into the music and come back and continue this hot interview with your boy, The Ghost. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check him out, man. Why don't you shout out
check
to
me out.
Instagram and stuff.
Check me out. Follow me on Instagram, GhostMusic06 on Instagram. I'm GhostMusic on Twitter. And y'all, inbox producers. I know some new producers and songwriters out there. that want to work. So, yo, send me your contact info, some songs, to musicproducer RyanBowser@gmail.com. I'm waiting on y'all. Let's go.
All right. All right. We're about to get into it.
I'ma be a West Coast nigga to the death. Dogs to the right, lows to the left. Gangsters don't dance, we just do the two-step. If them guns get drawn, then we shootin' two-step. I'ma be a West Coast nigga to the death. Dogs to the right, lows to the left. Gangsters don't dance, we just do the two-step. If them guns get drawn, then we shootin' two-step. It's the four fingers up, two twisted in the middle. Compton, Watts, Long Beach, and South Central. My flow so cold, I still smoke on fire. Blown to the point I can't get no higher. On some one west shit, niggas on the same team. Overtime hustle, my niggas was gangrene. Sherry old school, I call it Christine. No homo, I can spit a flaming 16. Young niggas running wild, bred to show no fear. 80s baby Compton swapped me for L.A. years. Rode a kush up and smoked with my L.A. peers. Tattoos on faces, never shed no tears. Ain't shit changed, we still getting slept on. Mask on face and suckers getting crept on. Low lows and foes, it's the Cali thing. Catch me dipping with your bitch, show her how the caddy swing. I'ma be a West Coast nigga to the death. Dogs to the right, lows to the left. Gangsters don't dance, we just do the two-step. If them guns get drawn, then we shootin' two-step. I'ma be a West Coast nigga to the death. Dogs to the right, lows to the left. Gangsters don't dance, we just do the two-step. If them guns get drawn, then we shootin' two-step. Riverside is my cornerstone, the soil is full of bones. The bullets that cut me clones, we're itching the cortisone. 420 up by the zone, smoking the caddy bronze. The brim with the chucks on, bouncing, turning the California. The weather is bipolar, the police with cold shoulders. The pistol we keep it packing, dirt napping like Chris Dorner. When niggas are plenty game and murder for anything, the bitches they make it rain. When they twerk at the booty bang, get revenue avenues, that tripping the only move. Negatives in my presence disappears off my latitude. Mortuary your fame, the funerals in your name. Boom blocker, blocker, DNA with the stain. The hoes writing on 30, a throwaway for the birdie. The cheese is riding dirty, the youngins are getting worthy. The land of my acres are crooked, El Calios. Too twisted in the middle, respect the nice West Coast. I'ma be a West Coast nigga to the death. Dogs to the right, nose to the left. Gangsters don't dance, we just do the two-step. If them guns get drawn, then we shoot a two-step. I'ma be a West Coast nigga to the death. Dogs to the right, nose to the left. Gangsters don't dance, we just do the two-step. If them guns get drawn, then we shoot a two-step.
West Coast sizzle from the hub where niggas bang bang. To me, I never really had a choice, it was a family thing. Before a nigga hit the porch, already had a nickname. Sagging on my way to school, breaking all the rules. Mama tried to move me out the hood to Ontario. That ain't even matter, niggas banging in Ontario. Robbing and flipping the zone, back like in the heat in the chrome. Waiting outside of your home, count the kids out of we on. Sizzle, hit that county green without blow. I'm from the city where brothers robbing and get dope. C-O-N-P-T-O-N, just thought I'd let you know. We get that work from overseas, we need a quarter boat. Fly it in a plane, or ship it in a boat. Either way, it's coming, it's motivation to get more. Gang banging is no longer out and graduated. Started from the bottom, but most of my niggas finally made it.
It wouldn't be West Coast without Mexicans. Dropping Chevys to the floor, that's a testament. Yo soy Mexicano, what I represent. I'm Supreme MC, and it's evident. Cali resident, watch the temperament. Sign on the mic, it's like it's heaven sent. Set a precedence, what's your preference? King on the scene, here's your evidence. Speak with excellence, causing detriment. All you rappers getting found in the sediment. Call your reverend, cause I'm severing. Ain't no sentiment in my regiment. Bars are negligent, rhymes are excrement. Get your young ass faith, that's a definite. I'm perfecting spit by perplexing it. When trajection hit, then I'm ending it.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Yo, Ghost, you out there? You still there, man?
Yeah, Ghost.
Just found out, y'all, man. All my folks out in Watts, man. Watts up, man. Your boy the Ghost has produced with your partner. Let him know what's going on, man. Tell him who you done produced, man. Let him know.
So, I had the privilege, I know I said earlier that I hadn't worked with anybody west and from the west, and I totally forgot that I worked with Tyrese when we did the record Going to Bed Mad with him and Monica. So My bad, y'all. My bad. I apologize for that. And,
I wasn't working with him and Monica putting together that record.
Oh, man, that was just, to me, it was cool. It was real cool. What I said earlier about down-to-earth people, Monica being down-to-earth, Tyrese is another down-to-earth person. You know, when he came to the studio, he was very, he's a joking person. He loves to laugh. And I think that's one thing that it made the session a lot better, because when you work with somebody that loves to laugh, they're going to take their creative process, man, and just make it go smoothly and just let it run smoothly. And, they sitting there trying different things. And one thing about him that I learned that made me really step my game up as a producer is that he'll stay in that booth and he'll work and he'll try to sing a verse so many different ways. And once he finds it, he just really locks into it. And when I saw that, I was like, man, I'm like, that's unique how he does that. And it made me say, let me try when I'm doing my ideas, let me try it as many ways as I can just to have that flexibility there. That's one thing Tyrese does have. He has flexibility as a vocalist when it comes to doing what he does. Like, he's dope.
What's up? That's what's up. Yeah, we on First Fam Radio, First Fam West Radio. You know what I'm saying?
First Fam West.
Yeah, that's all right. We over here with your boy, The Ghost, man. Multi-platinum producer, man. All the hits you like, the old ones and the new ones. Yeah, man. We talking today about the industry, the ups and downs, and, what to expect and what you need to be as an artist when you're trying to get in this game, Got a lot of artists out there I run into, man. I mean, I'm going to give a shout-out to some of the artists I deal with. Got your boy Papa Brim out of Riverside, He got a nice one, this song called Man Like Me. And we got your homeboy Jay Gunn. They from that's from the Hustle Clip, Check them cats out. We're going to get into the matter of fact, I played their record just now. I think it was West Coast Sizzle, And then we got your boy China White. Trying to write out of Riverside, man. This dude is tight, man. Working with Hardhead Production, man. So y'all make sure y'all be on the lookout for that. And we got my folks out of Watts, man. Got Wolfie, got the homie Dre Vicious, A couple other cats out there, man. Y'all tune in, man. These cats is dope. Got the boy AG the Love too, stuff on the west side, man. So y'all check out them. Check them boys out, Y'all want to hear that music, man? Bring this West thing back in the show. But what's up, man? Tell me, all the labels, you only been signed to one label, or how's your label situation now?
Basically, I'm in a deal with Sony as a writer, because I was signed to EMI. And Sony bought them out. So for the most part, other than that, I've pretty much been on my own, man, just really rocking and just doing my own thing. One thing that about me is that I love my independence.
Yeah.
I love being able to move around and do what I do. And I definitely encourage that, to each his own. Some people like to be in one home and build it, which is important. That's also important, too. But then you got some people that just say, I just want to just be able to have that flexibility to moving around. So, by the grace of God, man, I definitely have, I feel like I've been blessed to still be able to do a lot of things, just being an independent producer, man.
Okay, we got a call on, the call to drop. What's up? Call it 951, y'all call back. Call it 951, y'all call back. But we're gonna get into some music with your boy Sickle Shaz, and boy featuring your boy Big to the Boy, man. He out there going strong and confident. Now, yo, Ghost, if you looking to work with some West Coast cats, check out your boy, Big to the Boy, man. I mean, I see this dude grind. This dude is phenomenal on the grind. You don't play around.
Hey, let's do it.
Yeah, so we're going to get it to the boy Sickle Shaz, Because that's one of the homies too, man. He definitely on his grind. Did a video yesterday, man. It's called Cold Streets. I played that record earlier, but we about to get into Grave Diggers.
Sardonic with the sloth style, so ignorant. Flashing on your weak campaign, bomb smearing it. Stabbing you with your left ear lobe, you ain't hearing it. Feeling it, you best to feel that real shit. I'm killing it, sickle shad, stay on that ill shit, that kill shit. I'm busting nuts off that bill shit, it's real sick. I hook a nigga in his gill with a nice shift. It's the right shift with a nice bit. Lifeless, it's a crisis, style priceless. Nicest with a tight grip like a vice grip. Bound to gag any motherfucker nigga tight shit.
I got my brownies on, mask on my face. I'm fully active with the business burner on my waist. 5150 psycho lunatic grave digger. Pulling up my dickies when the night fall, chasing niggas. I'm sickle shaz, sickle shaz, sickle shaz nigga. Haters get smashed, they get smashed by the grave digger. Sickle shaz, sickle shaz, sickle shaz nigga. Haters get smashed, they get smashed by the grave digger.
Friday the 13th. Friday to work me, go deep. Thick as fucking bad, 6 feet. Played him from the back seat. Took my gun, it's for the week. Never underestimate a nigga who's in close seat. Boy, single shaz is a gold piece. True beast, pop a nigga like he obese. Have a feast, I sizzle meat like hot grease. Get it poppin', automatics never lockin'. These niggas balkin', they wearin' skirts while they talkin'. Earth shakin', the lost souls for the takin'. Revelations, seven heads from the basement. For no fakin', I dagger niggas when I'm stakin'. Straight lacing, the ultra violence what they cravin'. Blood tastin', heatin' glass like I'm basin'. Liver shower shells, got him shaking on the pavement. Leave his ass leaking, motherfucker, that's my statement.
I got my brownies on, mask on my face. I'm fully active with the business burner on my waist. 5150 psycho lunatic grave digger. Pulling up my dickies when the night fall, chasing niggas. I'm sickle shaz, sickle shaz, sickle shaz nigga. Haters get smashed, they get smashed by the grave digger. Sickle shaz, sickle shaz, sickle shaz nigga. Haters get smashed, they get smashed by the grave digger.
I got my brownies on, cutting haters from the waist. Colombian neckties engraved a sickle in they face. You better crawl before you walk, you little punk buster. Or get mutilated by this fucking Drew hustler. Sicko, C4, Lito. Keep the flame burning, swag sizzling like Crisco. I'm a nympho in this orgy wonderland. Put the sword to the kid and breed it sicko fast. 5150 with the Michael Myers stance. Find me in your TV, nigga, fucking off your glass. Solo with the fofo on the dolo. Murderistic, cannibalistic, artistic faux show. Seven deadly sins flows, exercise the wicked. I split a 9 to a 6 minus 3 digits. This ain't death coming 3, sickle hold the keys to the door of death, bitch, if you fuck with me.
I got my brownies on, mask on my face. I'm fully active with the business burner on my waist. 5150 psycho lunatic grave digger. Pulling up my dickies when the night fall, chasing niggas. I'm sickle shaz, sickle shaz, sickle shaz nigga. Haters get smashed, they get smashed by the grave digger. Sickle shaz, sickle shaz, sickle shaz nigga. Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, we live, we live.
Okay.
Yeah, I do a lot of features and singles. I was going to, you know, do an album, but the way the music industry is right now, I just, you know, stick to doing features and singles and stuff like that.
I can understand that. I can understand that. How has that been going?
It's been going okay. I mean, you know, I got a lot of features with a lot of people. I don't know, you know, a lot of people go to jail and stuff, so some of them don't go nowhere.
Wow. But, you know, I feel you. you know, that's unfortunate sometimes. But, you know, you just keep rocking and rolling. That's all you can do, really.
Yeah, well, like I tell people, if you're going to do this, you have to love it. You can't just like it and expect a check because it don't work like that. You got to actually love music. So if you're in
exactly.
it trying to get a little money, then you lose.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. Exactly. Exactly, man. Exactly. Well, so, man, it's definitely a pleasure to meet you, man. Chop it up with you. We got to really get it in, man.
Yeah, man. I wish I was recording right now, actually. I need to get over there with Illustrator because he got some of those good stuff.
Yeah,
he
come
got
on,
some hits over there.
Yeah, see, I want to hear what the Illustrator guy. He's trying to hold it back.
Oh no, see, he talk about me, but that guy over there, he the one. Hey man, believe it or not, that dude over there got albums. He got them too, bro. He got them.
Wow. Come on,
yeah, he got a lot of them,
man.
Oh, man, I mean, like I say, man, it's like it's a love-hate relationship with it, man. I done put in a lot of work to the point that the people that I've dealt with in the past, they just never moved along as fast as I needed them to move, you know what I'm saying? I'm like the person that's like, okay, we get to the studio, let's do it, let's formulate, let's get this shit done. If you just bullshitting, And this goes for producers also, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you waste
right.
my time, you know, you wasting my time. Especially if I'm writing a song, just like a producer sit down and create a sound, create a song, he taking part of him to put into that mix, you know? So, I mean, the same goes for me when I write songs or put together records or albums or even features. It's like, nigga, I don't just be rapping just to be rapping, my nigga. That's not my thing. Or I don't just be producing to make just to be producing, you know?
Exactly.
You know?
Got to have substance, man.
Yeah, you got to, man. I think that's the thing that, you know, in music today is that there's not a lot of substance out there. You know, I think it's a lot of music out there, but some of it just does not have substance to it. And I think the public is at the point well, they like, we tired. We want something different. We want something new that's got some substance.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm an R&B cat, really, but I do everything.
I see.
Substance, man.
He wants to say about me, but this cat is multi-channel. He's singing, you know what I'm saying? I could write a song here, but he's singing, you know. What's up with that, Papa Grimm, man? Like, that song, what is it, Man Like Me? Nigga Like Me?
Oh, Nigga Like Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nigga Like Me by me and Gunna, Gunna Beats. Yeah, I'm singing on that one. Singing and rapping on that one, really. I'm one of those Bone Thug dudes, you could say.
Yeah,
a lot
nah,
of people
all,
they like to mistake me
good,
as Diddy Bone.
Oh, that means you don't with the lyrics.
I mean, sometimes, you know, it's the melody of the song, you know, the how you roll your tongue and you find your own melody with it. And, you know, sometimes I know melodies catch people's attention. Even if you're saying something stupid, they'll always remember a melody. And the melody is R&B or jazz or what have you. And you always want to say or do something on a song that somebody is going to make somebody remember you. As like acting, you always want to try to give it some all your best to make somebody remember you.
Exactly.
I'm not trying to stand out, but sometimes it ends up that way. And you know, like I know, and he'll know that when you're dealing with other people and you do what you do, it ends up being a lot of controversy, and you have to go your own way. So that's what happened to me. I end up going my own way, and now I just do a lot of features, and sometimes I ghostwrite and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm considered the busy bone of IE. So they tell me.
Yeah, but you know what? Hey, but that's good though, man. Like, much props to you, man. I respect what you're doing, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I respect what you're doing.
Let's go into that song, Nigga Like Me, man. Just get a little taste of that. You got Jay Gunner featuring Papa Brown. We on First Fam West Radio with your boy, Illustrator, a.k.a. the Illustrator, a.k.a. Slap Your Favorite Rapper. We got your boy, the Ghost on there, and my boy, Papa Brown.
Yep, man. Yep.
Check this out. Nigga like me.
Dead on shit, don't fall asleep. Keep your eyes open for the beast lurking through the street. Don't fall asleep. That's why they catch you out of pocket, found dead on the street. Script after script, line after line, redefine, redesign so many lies. The world full of crime, no no one time. Worms produce slime, slip through the grime. My family members doing time, locked in the bind. Slipping caught up, they just wanna slave lies. Handcuffs to your ties, shit for the flies. Fighting these demons, wicked on the rise. Taking over your soul, selling out for the gold. And I ain't talking about the chain hanging off of yo. Talk about your mind sheet. Open up your eyes, see malice coming from the creeps. Running deep, weapons drawn out. Loud ones, mercy race. You ain't worth nothing, that's why you get replaced. New nigga pop up with some brand new fluff. Get it moving for a minute till that body wrapped up. Don't fall asleep. Keep your eyes open for the beast lurking through the streets. Don't fall asleep. That's why they catch you out of pocket, found dead on the sheets. Don't fall asleep. Keep your eyes open for the beast lurking through the streets. Don't fall asleep. That's why they catch you out of pocket, found dead on the sheets. Wasted off the gin, night pierced skin. Wake up, little homie, the devil at it again. Surprise, nigga, get your ass on the floor. No, it ain't them cops, it's them jackets at the door. Came with them guns out, caught you in your drawers. Left with your motherfucking blood on the wall. Shit pop off, then it get critical. Next time we see your ass in the hospital. Angry at your status, envy, jealous, and hate. The devil's favorite recipe, trying to scrape the plate. Aiming to steal my fate, but the Lord rides with me. Enemy of the state, you see they trying to kill me. Nah, trick, fuck you niggas till you stop breathing. Call me Kill Reaper, killing all you hyenas. Murking out your demons, that's the mission. Out to get you, catch you slipping. Noose to fit you. Don't fall asleep. Keep your eyes open for the beast lurking through the streets. Don't fall asleep. That's why they catch you out of pocket, found dead on the sheets. Don't fall asleep. Keep your eyes open for the beast lurking through the streets. Don't fall asleep. That's why they catch you out of pocket, found dead on the sheets. Why it had to be, but it had to be. The good and evil war fighting through the seaweed. We all in the lead, batter up, she on her knees. Umpire calling fouls cause she spread disease. Only 13 with a prostitute degree. Bite the apple, little E, tracks up her sleeve. So much misery, trappers out, flipping keys. The payment's so high, burning holes through your cleats. It ain't hard to see, but you blind ass three. Mice turn rats, snitching over a couple leaves. Break that cush down, better take a deeper look. A city full of crooks filling up these neighborhoods. And some all blue, and some all red. Some brown and black duck when you see the feds. Cause he kitted up, blinging like a million bucks. But he undercover, standing with a million cuffs. Don't fall asleep. Keep your eyes open for the beast lurking through the streets. Don't fall asleep. That's why they catch you out of pocket, found dead on the sheets. Don't fall asleep. Keep your eyes open for the beast lurking through the streets. Don't fall asleep. That's why they catch you out of pocket, found dead on the sheets. I'ma be a West Coast nigga to the death. Dogs to the right, lows to the left. Gangsters don't dance, we just do the two-step. If them guns get drawn, then we shoot two tests. I'ma be a West Coast nigga to the death. Dogs to the right, lows to the left. Gangsters don't dance, we just do the two-step. If them guns get drawn, then we shoot two tests. It's the four fingers up, two twisted in the middle. Compton, Watts, Long Beach, and South Central. My flow so cold, I still smoke on fire. Blown to the point, I can't get no higher. On some one west shit, niggas on the same team. Overtime hustle, my niggas are gangrene. Cherry old school, I call it Christine. No homo, I can spit a flaming 16. Young niggas running wild, bred to show no fear. 80s baby Compton swapped me for L.A. years. Rode a kush up and smoked with my L.A. peers, tattoos on faces, never shed no tears. Ain't shit changed, we still getting slept on. Mask on face and suckers getting crept on. Low lows and foes, it's the Cali thing. Catch me dipping with your bitch, show her how the caddy swing. I'ma be a West Coast nigga to the death. Dogs to the right, lows to the left. Gangsters don't dance, we just do the two-step. If them guns get drawn, then we shootin' two tests. I'ma be a West Coast nigga to the death. Dogs to the right, lows to the left. Gangsters
horses don't dance, we just do the two-step. If them guns get drawn, then we shoot two-tap. Riverside is my cornerstone, the soil is full of bones. The bullets, they cut me clones, we're itching the cortisone. 420 up by the zone, smoking the caddy bronze, the brim with the chucks on. Tossing, turning the California. The weather is bipolar, the police with cold shoulders. The pistol, we keep it packing, dirt napping like Chris Dorner. When niggas are plenty game and murder for anything, the bitches, they make it rain. When they twerk at the booty bang, get revenue avenues, set tripping the only move. Negative in my presence disappears off my latitude. Mortuary, your fame, the funerals in your name. Boom blocker, boom blocker, blocker, DNA with the stain. The hoes writing on 30, a throwaway for the birdie. The cheese is writing dirty, the youngins are getting worthy. The land of my acres are crooked, L.E. Calios. Too twisted in the middle, respect a nice West Coast.
I'ma be a West Coast nigga to the death. Dogs to the right, gangsters don't dance, we just do the two-step. If them guns get drawn, then we shoot two-step. I'ma be a West Coast nigga to the death. Dogs to the right, ghosts to the left. Gangsters don't dance, we just do the two-step. If them guns get drawn, then we shoot two-step.
West Coast sizzle from the hub where niggas bang bang. To me, I never really had a choice, it was a family thing. Before a nigga hit the porch, already has a nickname. Sagging on my way to school, breaking all the rules. Mama tried to move me out the hood to Ontario. That ain't even matter, niggas banging in Ontario. Robbing and flipping the zone, packing the heat in the chrome. Waiting outside of your home, cop the kids out of we on. Sizzle, hit that county green when I blow. I'm from the city where brothers robbing and get dope. C-O-N-P-T-O-N, just thought I'd let you know. We get that work from overseas, we need a quarter boat. Fly it in a plane, or ship it in a boat. Either way it's coming, it's motivation to get more. Gang banging is no longer riding, graduated. Started from the bottom, but most of my niggas finally
it
made it.
It wouldn't be West Coast without Mexicans. Dropping Chevys to the floor, that's a testament. Yo soy Mexicano, what I represent. I supreme MC, and it's evident. Cali resident, watch the temperament. Sign on the mic, it's like it's heaven sent. Set a precedence, what's your preference? King on the scene, here's your evidence. Speak with excellence, causing detriment. All you rappers getting found in the sediment. Call your reverend, cause I'm severing. Ain't no sentiment in my regiment. Bars are negligent, rhymes are excrement. Get your young ass faith, that's a definite. I perfect this spit by perplexing it. When trajection hit, then I'm ending it.
Get your way, your call back. I stop your hustle, partner. I don't do that. I like to eat, partner. Now it's out. call back. My stop for punch a partner. I don't do that. I like to eat partner. Now that's all day. I'm steady running partner. Where the torch at? Yeah, try here on the roster. Get your weight or call.